B1 Skills Practice 2. Exercise 1, page 118.
You are going to hear an interview between a radio talk show host and a guest in three parts. After each part, you will hear two questions. Choose the correct answer from the three choices, A, B, or C.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That's Life, our weekly podcast where we talk about popular lifestyle topics. I'm your host, Mike Sullivan. Last week, a fitness trainer told us about the importance of exercise and healthy habits. Today, we're going to talk about hobbies. Jennifer Price, a professional life coach, is here to tell us all about them. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Jennifer and I had a quick chat about hobbies earlier, and she explained that she never tries to persuade the people she works with to have a hobby. Isn't that right, Jennifer?
That's correct. I guess I'm not like other life coaches.
Question 1. What is Jennifer's job? Question 2. What is the podcast mainly about?
So, could you explain to our listeners the importance of having a hobby?
Okay. People talk a lot about their hobbies. In fact, it's a common topic of discussion when, for example, you meet someone for the first time. And it's easy to see why. Hobbies can tell us a lot about a person, what they think about the world, and what they consider important. In this way, they show others who we truly are.
So doesn't this mean that we should all have a hobby?
Not necessarily. Let's think for a moment what the purpose of having a hobby is. It's an enjoyable activity that helps you to get rid of the stress of daily life and use your free time to do something that helps you relax. Most importantly, it helps you focus on something that makes you feel happy. The problem, however, is that people often become stressed about their hobbies.
Question 3. Why do people consider hobbies important, according to Jennifer? Question 4. What is the most important purpose of a hobby?
You say that people feel stressed about their hobbies. What do you mean exactly?
Well, people often think that a hobby should be something interesting or fascinating, like photography or learning to play a musical instrument or rock climbing. They feel that if they have an ordinary hobby, like reading books, they are not interesting enough. But if you expect too much from your hobby, or if you feel that you're not getting better at it quickly enough, you might become stressed about it and even give it up.
I know exactly what you mean. So, what is the answer?
The key is to concentrate on the experience, no matter what you choose to do in your free time. You can create art, play football with your friends in the street, or just relax on the sofa and watch TV. In the end, the most important thing is to relax and have fun. You can have a hobby, of course. Just remember that your hobby doesn't have to be the most unusual one, and you don't have to be good at it.
Well said, Jennifer. Well, thank you for coming in today. It's been very interesting.
My pleasure.
Question 5. Why do people sometimes feel stressed about their hobbies? Question 6. What does Jennifer advise listeners to do?